Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. All right, this is very interesting, okay? There's a study now looking at fist bumps, handshakes, and high fives. And they're looking at what transmits the most amount of bacteria. So I'm reading this in CBS News. This was the news to me. They said fist bumping was a greeting popularized by President Obama. Really? Does Obama get credit for everybody fist bumping? That's interesting. I had no idea. Huh. Okay. I don't know. You know what? He needs credit for something. Honestly, okay? You know, we can't remember him based on Obamacare. All right? Every president has to go down in history for something. Okay? I mean, something good, right? There's got to be something positive. Anyway, they say a fist bump is probably the best way to show love to somebody, as it transmits just 1/20th the amount of bacteria that a handshake does. It is a lot less germy than a high five, but high fives spread less germs than a handshake. This was a study published in the August issue of the American Journal of Infection Control. Researchers wanted to see whether alternative greetings would transmit fewer germs than a traditional handshake. One greeter immersed a sterile gloved hand into a container of germs. The glove was dry. Once the glove was dry, the greeter exchanged a handshake, fist bump, or high five with the sterile gloved recipient. Then the researchers examined the number of bacteria on transfer during the experiment. The study was conducted in response to the recent call from the Journal of American Medical Association to ban handshakes from the hospital environment. Can you imagine no handshakes in the hospital? That it actually would be very easy, people. Okay, but when I worked my 36-hour shifts, I wanted nothing to do with nobody. It was all kind of, I mean, in terms of trying to do the niceties. You know, it was nice to go, hi, how are you, hi, whatever. I mean, we had to actively remember to say thank you and please, because you were so exhausted and you were so overworked that you weren't going to be nice to each other. So, you know, I always made it a point going, look, you know, I can't talk right now, but here's breakfast for everybody, okay? I got to go, but here's breakfast. Love you guys. I got to go sleep. You know, I'm going to sleep. Now I just fall asleep. In fact, I fell asleep on a patient once. It was really kind of nice. Thank God they had a nice broad shoulder for me. Yeah, I did. I left the drool and everything. I was like, I was tired. And you guys think I'm the Energizer buddy. No, I'm not. Oh, by the way, I want to figure out what is this whole Energizer thing that they're saying Clinton possibly has had a mistress all this time and they call her the Energizer? I don't know what's going on with that. I don't want to spread rumors, but there's a lot of talk about this woman called the Energizer. Please do not. Nothing to do with, that wasn't me. Anyway, so they say adoption of the fist bump, they say, as a greeting could substantially reduce the transmission of infectious disease between individuals. This is study author David Whitworth of Aberystwyth University in the UK. He sent a statement. It is unlikely that no contact greeting could supplant the handshake. I guess supplant means substitute. Supplant is a verb. Just say substitute. However, for the sake of improving public health, he says, we encourage further adoption of the fist bump as a simple, free, and more hygienic alternative to a handshake. Yeah, try that when you have a nice piece of fake jewelry you just bought that you don't want to scratch up. Healthcare providers' hands can spread potentially harmful germs to patients, which is true. okay? They call these healthcare-associated infections, HAIs, and they say they are some of the leading causes of preventable harm and death in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that 1 in 25 hospitalized patients develops an HAI, and 75,000 patients with this die during their hospitalization. I know some of you are like, wait a second, hold the phone here. HAI, is that another acronym we need to learn? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you guys keeping up on your acronyms? CPR, DOA, AED, MRSA, PVD, PID, GC, HIV, HPV. Are you guys keeping up on those? You better. CIA, NBC, IUD. I mean, are you guys even, you know, keeping up? I hope CAD, coronary artery disease, TIA, transient ischemic attack, CVA, cerebral vascular attack. I hope you guys, I know, I'm like, duh. I have to learn my, I know what a CVA is, just don't make me spell it. So, yeah, so now there's HAIs. So if you guys, so somebody goes, yeah, I had an HAI. And you're like, dude, do you chase that with some, you know, Jack? No, no, it's not a drink. It's a healthcare-associated infection. I know. I can't keep up with that. All right, so anyway, they say a fist bump is more sanitary because a smaller amount of the surface area is contact between the two hands. Can I also add less sweat? Okay, I know there was a glove involved with the test, but water and helps increase permeability. So people have moisture on their hands, whether they have hyperhidrosis or not. So a handshake is a lot of times juicy, and a lot of stuff comes out with the juice. So anyway, they're all excited about this study. And, you know, according to one president-elect of the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology, she has not seen much fist bumping or high-fiving in hospitals. Well, again, you know, I hug. You know, if I see my patient's family or I see a patient, a lot of times I hug. Now, you would think the surface area is greater, but, you know, and of course, if I'm in a gown or if I'm in something, you know what I mean? I mean, I like to hug. And for some reason, even though it could possibly give more germs if you have something on your coat, to me, it just is less wet. I just notice people's hands are wet, and it's okay if you have sweaty palms. I just, unfortunately, it just, to me, I think transmits more. So I would probably suggest that, I don't know, you do the bump. What about the bump from the 70s? Remember you did the bump? That dance? That, I think, means more than a fist bump. Fist bumps look stupid. Fist bumps, to me, look like you're trying not to show love. But a bump? That's good because your hands don't touch anything afterwards. Let's do that. 1-877, Dr. Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The national debt is $15 trillion. Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Pen Readings to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a second American aid worker stationed at a Liberian hospital has tested positive for the Ebola virus on Sunday. This is a week after an infected man brought the disease by plane to Nigeria. This is being reported by Fox News. This is now a second American infected with Ebola. Nancy Reitball, a worker with Allied Aid Group serving in Mission, SIM, is in stable and serious condition, according to an official at Samaritan's Purse. She is the second American infected at the SIM-run hospital on the outskirts of Monrovia, the capital of Liberia. Now, the humanitarian organization Samaritan's Purse has an Ebola Care Center are already at the same location. All right. Apparently, Dr. Ken Brantley, the 33-year-old medical director for the care center, was previously confirmed as infected with the virus. Now, apparently, Reipal had worked as a hygienist, decontaminating those entering and leaving the Ebola care hospital. Now it's showing symptoms of the virus. Now, this has already killed hundreds. This is some very, very scary stuff in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea. And, they say now healthcare workers, of course, are at serious risk for contracting it. On July 20th, a Liberian man infected with Ebola collapsed upon arrival at the airport in Lagos, Africa's largest city with 21 million people. Apparently, by the time he arrived in Nigeria, he was vomiting and had diarrhea. He was immediately detained by health authorities upon arrival. And, with this, when you hear about this, you're like, okay, well, what do you do? There are people coughing and spewing and how do you know if somebody is just having food poisoning because they ate something bad, or is it something that could be spread? What's scary also about Ebola is the incubation period lasts anywhere from 2 to 21 days, and so if you, shall we say, were, you know, contracted a few weeks past, then, you know, a couple of days ago you were overseas, you ate something, and then you got sick. You're going to think of what happened a couple of days ago. You're not going to think what happened 3 weeks past, all right? And Ebola a lot of times looks like malaria or typhoid. You have fevers, you have body aches, you could have diarrhea, you could have coughing, you could have a variety of things. And so, you know, we're not going to, like, if I have a patient today that walks in with symptoms such as that, in all honesty, I'm probably going to think it's something else. I'm not going to be thinking Ebola. And that's where the mistake happens. If you prolong or delay, and somebody, it incubated, what, 21 days, all right? And somebody could have possibly been transmitting it for those 3 weeks. This is some scary stuff. Very, very scary stuff. I mean, it could have already spread. And so now here you are. You're finally figuring it out. Now you're trying to institute treatment. It could still take days before the treatment stops them from being contagious. All right. Now, some people who survive Ebola can recover pretty well, but others could have long-lasting effects. Hair loss, skin peeling, muscle pain, joint pain, etc. And so, you know, whenever your doctor talks to you about any illness, if he forgets to ask, any recent travel, I think that's extremely important for you to bring up. Now, some of you will say, nah, you know what, I just went on a cruise. That's important. Look at some of the cruise-type illnesses that people get. You're like, well, I just went to Mexico. Yeah, you just went to Mexico, and a lot of us go to Mexico, and we don't get sick, but still, all right? This outbreak right now is the deadliest on record, they say, with more than 670 deaths and nearly 1,100 infections right now. Now, the fatality rates for Ebola has been about 90%. Okay, so, I mean, 10% may survive, but very, very scary. Now, it is, though, at this point, not as easy to spread as flu. Okay, you know, if you are on a plane or in a confined space or like in the small clinic, absolutely that could be an issue. Okay, however, it's more of an oral fecal route. Okay, so we're not as worried about the respiratory spread as we are with oral fecal. They don't think it's going to be to the point yet where it's going to mutate to sweat, saliva, but in theory it can. All right. Now, they think the reason why Ebola has spread in Africa was because of, according to USA Today, a lot of the religious customs in which family members will wash the bodies of deceased relatives and prepare them for burial. So if you aren't washing somebody that was sick, now you have it on you. If you don't have the most sanitary, arena in which this happens in Africa, you're going to be carrying this disease. Let me see here. All right, so will it come to America? Well, right now, hospitals in the U.S. are on high alert. Okay, I mean, look at what happened with the MERS. They were right on top of it when they suspected MERS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. They immediately quarantined, immediately got on that. Both people survived. So we'll see. It's just, I wouldn't really be worried about what the hospitals are doing right now. Okay, I mean, I'd be more worried about what happens on a day-to-day basis. You see somebody vomiting or diarrhea or looking sick, okay? You know, I know you want to help, but your job is to get them help. You getting them help is going to help them a lot more, as well as help others. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A recent study has found that those of you who lack sleep regularly may actually have an increase of false memories. Now, we know that you could be moody. We know that you could be anxious, etc., but to have memories that are false. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, Dahlia, I think I get that. I've had dreams that I thought were real life. Well, that can happen too, where you don't know how to discern dream versus real life. That's absolutely, absolutely another way to this. But for you to actually, what they did is they looked at 104 college-age participants. They divided them into four groups. Two were asked to look at different photos showing a particular crime at night. While half of the group was allowed to sleep, the second half were asked to be awake all night. Later, all were tested with regards to the details of the photograph the next morning. The other two groups who were allowed to sleep, okay, they were able to look at the photos the next morning. During the second part of the study, there was a lot of contradictions related to the ones who obviously didn't sleep well. All right, so maybe they were putting stuff in. Maybe they were making up stuff. So this idea, now again, it's a small study. I mean, nothing that's going to change the way we do things. I mean, we're still going to make you guys go to sleep. We're still going to want you to go to sleep. We're still going to urge good sleep. But for those of you who sit here and fight with your spouse, you know, and you say, no, wait a second. No, that didn't happen. You said this. And here, your spouse is swearing to the Lord that they never said that. Okay? I would suggest that you look at it if you're sleeping. Now, that's not to say I want a wife or a husband out there taking advantage of the situation. Okay? Going, you know what? You're not sleeping well. It's a false memory. Okay? None of that. That's not going to work. Okay? Yeah, didn't that happen in one of the Spider-Man movies? Right, one of the guys, one of the bad guys, hit his head so he didn't remember everything, so he was all friends with Spider-Man, then all of a sudden he remembered. Okay. Alright, you could still get your memory back. Don't be playing around with that. But, you know, that's happened to me a couple times. I'm like, I swear I gave it to you. Well, did I give it to you in a dream? Is my memory just completely off? I mean, we think our brains are working at 100%. Okay. Now, by the way, they debunk that theory that we don't use all of our brain. If you have a cell that's alive in your brain, you're using it. You may not be using it to something that you think you're using it for, but it has use. Okay. Living cells have uses. People don't think the appendix has a use, but it does. We talked about that. It stores bacteria for the gut. When the gut needs extra bacteria, that's where there's a real nice storage space. Okay. If you use storage, right, your garage, isn't your garage of use? Okay, so the body, every piece of the body is useful. We might not have figured out what every single cell does, okay, but it has a use, so don't think it doesn't. But I think we are under the premise that our brains are always working at 100%, and then if they don't, we have Alzheimer's. No, that's not the case. There's a lot of variations. There's a lot of degrees, shades of gray that we could fall under. And you need to know your limitations. You need to know. If you are going to transpose letters, if you are going to transpose kids' names, if you're going to transpose job duties, okay, you need to make sure that you have another way around it. You know, you need to know how your brain works. And your brain is not going to work the same way it did when it was 22. Okay, if you need to write things down, if you need to have reminders, if you need to have alarms, you need to do what works. Okay, some people offer amazing suggestions. Go to that. But you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, when we come back, what to do for memory. Little tips on how to keep that memory sharp and what to do. Because I'm tired of getting all these emails. Somebody has dementia in my family. Do they really have dementia? That's my biggest fear, being accused of having dementia when I don't. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so here we are. We are in a day now, or in an age, where if we don't seem to remember everything, we are accused of having dementia. Okay, sometimes diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I want to make sure that those people that have dementia and Alzheimer's are truly diagnosed correctly. Okay, now, mind you, okay, We have a lot of people with dementia, Alzheimer's, etc., but there's a huge group of middle-aged people that I have to decide if it's real, true Alzheimer's, or are they just losing their memory? Now, when you lose your memory, it could be done as a result of your actions, or it could be done because of a variety of other reasons. So, like, for example, you know, if you come into your doctor, you have memory problems. If I was your doctor, I'm like, well, I'm going to check your vitamins. I'm going to check your B12. I'm going to check your thyroid. I'm going to check your salt. I'm going to check your sugar. I'm going to ask you about depression. I'm going to see if you're getting enough sleep. You know, that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm looking for medical reasons. You're a victim of something medically that could be going on. But what if the reason why we are having memorizing issues, is because we're doing it to ourselves. For example, like our smartphones. Okay, do I know my brother's phone number? No, I don't have to know my brother's phone number because it's in my phone. I don't have my brother's phone number memorized. All right, same thing with email. I don't need to memorize somebody's email anymore because my computer does it for me. All I have to do is type in a Z, and one of my relatives pops up because your computer has a memory. I mean, when did you think this was gonna, you thought this would never come up? I mean, everything else is thinking for you, and you don't have to force yourself to think. Alright, you know, this is an issue. I mean, even movies. Okay, are you guys reading books anymore? Most of us do not read a book. The last book we read was in high school. Why is that? Well, we don't have to read a book. If we want to be entertained, there's, you know, movies and all that. So the movie is going to tell you the story. You're not going to imagine, all right, the character of Gone with the Wind yourself. You're going to look at the movie. You're not going to, you know, read a book and you know, now, true, there's pictures. And those pictures seem to help if you don't think you're going to be able to picture somebody. But, you know, some of the most amazing stories out there are ones that a movie has never made. I'm sure there's going to be a movie made of a lot of them. But I got to tell you, I don't like a lot of the Grecian movies out there with the exception of Troy. All right, when I read a Greek tale, or when I read the Iliad and the Odyssey, I mean, I loved it because I thought of the picture myself. And you wonder what? I remember that more. So we're doing it to ourselves. So let's start, you know, forcing ourselves to use our memory better. Now, all right, of course, these things we all know about, okay? Now, I want to kind of talk about tricks, and the phone lines are open. If any of you guys have good memory tricks, please share it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your brain, like any other muscle, you need to use. You don't use it, it starts to get lazy, okay? So you want to use it. If you're having memory problems, all right, get social. If interact with people, and I'm not talking Facebook, interact with people, looking at them, touching them, feeling them. Remember, your body needs to use all its senses, okay? I met Glenn Beck once. Actually, I met him twice. The first time I met him, very, very nice man, very, very nice. He was at a conference I was at. And I remember shaking his hand, and he had the softest hands. I have never felt hands so soft, extremely soft hands for a man. I remember that. I'm not going to remember a Facebook post made by Hillary Clinton, but if I shook her hand and I remember what that felt like, or I looked at the watch, or I looked at her eyes, whatever, I would remember something. Not that, you know, we all want to remember our politicians, but you see what I mean? You need interaction. You need face-to-face. Okay, you need to hear voice. You just need that. That's how you were designed. A lot of us, we don't do that. So you want to make sure when you are having interactions, they're as social as they can. Or you put something concrete with that interaction. So if you did tweet or text or something, I don't remember my texts. I don't remember my emails. There's got to be something concrete that you can remember with that as a memory. You get that? Okay. Got to stay mentally active. Organizing is great. If you're having memory problems, okay, for example, okay, you are going to forget to do something tomorrow. You know it. There's a few things you have to do tomorrow. Then this is what I want. I want in your house, or I want at your office, a important for tomorrow. folder or drawer, and it's in big letters. And that, now I know a lot of us will say, well, we'll forget to look in the drawer. Well, it has to be in a position that you won't forget. And then that drawer has to be empty. You got to be organized. You can't keep crap in that drawer the next day. So that if you do see something in that drawer, you know that's something important. How many of us have 10 or 15 things we have to do the next day that we completely forget about because we're too busy? You see what I mean? So I would recommend that. Okay, and of course, making sure you get good sleep, making sure you get good nutrition, making sure you check your thyroid and all that other stuff. Extremely important. Make sure you're exercising. Okay, exercise is extremely important. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends 150 minutes a week of moderate aerobic activity. This way you could read, understand, and remember all the Obamacare rules. All right, and then of course, if you think you have real, true memory loss, then you need to get that addressed. I mean, none of us want Alzheimer's. None of us want dementia. None of us want to, you know, forget important things like a kid in the back of your car. These are things you have to do. Now, what can you do to help your memory? Okay. Well, one of you had told me, I was off air when you called in, but you left a message about this password issue we have, where now we have to memorize all these passwords with upper and lowercase and numbers and symbols. And so no one's remembering their password anymore. The most common password out there used to be password, okay, or their name. And it's because people would forget. I have probably maybe 30 different things that have passwords and IDs. I don't remember them. And you don't want to write them down because now anybody gets into your stuff, they now have your passwords for everything. It's pretty scary. Okay, and we just live in a time now where passwords, and we can't even remember our passwords. So one of you had suggested you come up with a saying, you know, like, hello, my lady. All right, so you do hello, my lady, and you make the L's dollar signs, and the O's are going, instead of the letter O, numbers. That's something you could do. If you have a password, something like that, okay, any O, make a number. That satisfies your number. You have a capital letter, and then you make a letter, a dollar sign. And now, unfortunately, once I say this, somebody could say, okay, well, now we just know that that's what Dahlia does. It's actually not what I do. All right, this was kind of a suggestion that was given to me, and it sounds good, so I'm giving it to you guys, okay? Luckily, if there's a hacker out there, he doesn't know. All right, but that's what you do. L's a dollar sign, O's the number O, or make an S a 5. And then if you remember that, you'll be able to remember your passwords. Limericks are always fun, okay? If you have to remember a client, and again, you may not want to tell the limerick just in case it's dirty, but if you need to, you're about to meet the client, and you're about to meet them for dinner, okay? And you're like, holy crap, I'm going to forget, make a limerick of all the important points, and you're not going to forget. Remember the planet before they found more? My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. It was able to figure out Earth, Venus, or, you know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, etc. because of the letters. That always seems to help. Remember we talked about shopping lists, how I took this little audio course for memory where they said if you have to remember milk, I want you to think of your living room. If you got to remember milk, bananas, and meat, have the milk spilled on the floor, have the bananas hanging and moving from a lampshade, and have your son sitting there eating a turkey meat. If you remember that little household setting, you're going to remember what's on your list. Another suggestion people make is if you've got to remember a telephone number, make letters, okay? And you assign words or letters to those numbers or number groupings. And that helps you figure out a person's phone number. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dacadalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A pretty frightening news that came out saying that some of you guys taking an aspirin could actually give you a heart attack rather than preventing it. This was pretty startling, and they say right now we have 23% of people, about a quarter of us, that carry a gene where if you do take it with aspirin, you could be twice as likely to have a heart attack as if you never took the aspirin to begin with to ward off the heart attack. Millions of you guys are taking aspirins right now, one a day, all right? But a quarter of you could actually double your risk. So, what could be going on here? Okay, well, first, why do we even recommend aspirin to begin with? Well, we talked about aspirin. Aspirin is anti-clotting. So, anti-clotting, we've talked about heart attacks, where if you have a breaking of the plaque of cholesterol, and the plaque starts to break off of the coronary artery, then immediately you're going to have some intimal damage, some lining damage. Whenever you have any lining or bleeding or any issue, your inflammatory response goes into effect big time. Okay, aspirin prevents some of the clotting. You're still going to be able to clot, but it helps make it a little bit less. Blood seems to be a little thinner, and maybe blood will squeak by through where it needs to, as your lumen becomes more narrow, and it'll hopefully decrease some of the clot that you're having. So that's why we've been recommending aspirin. Of course, we've been saying, look, you got to look at the risk factors. If you have a GI bleed, or you're prone to ulcer, if you're prone to bleeding, etc., those types of things need to be, accounted for. And we don't want you taking aspirin if you can possibly give yourself an ulcer. It's not worth it, okay? But the latest study looked at 40,000 women over a 10-year period. Of those, 23% carried a variation of catechol-O-methyltransferase gene. This helps the body process stress hormones, linked to heart problems and stroke. The research found that those who had the gene were naturally protected and were 34% less likely to have heart attack. However, taking aspirin removed this protection and increased their risk of heart problems by 85%. That's crazy. In contrast, another group who carried a different variation of gene were more likely to have a heart attack as well than those who did not carry the gene. However, in that group, aspirin did help, cutting the risk of heart attacks by 47%. So how the hell do you know? Now, can you go and get a blood test for this gene? Not that I see it yet. You know, we're starting to notice some labs that can do gene testing. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about those. All right? I mean, especially if you could get insurance to pay for them. Because it's really, really nice to know, you know, what you are at risk for. Here we are, we're doing what everybody does because we listen to Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Oz or whatever. And no, everybody's different, okay? Now, usually when I give you advice, it's advice that I think is pretty safe. Telling you guys to get more sleep, 7 to 9 hours a night. Telling you guys to eat right, not bad. But, you know, look at the diet issue. Some of you guys will not lose weight on a vegetarian and carbohydrate diet. Some of you will lose weight if you eat meat and vegetables. So how the hell do I know what's the best diet for you? Well, there's certain genes. And people studying genes know that there's certain ways to do things. And some of these companies that do genetic testing may be a very, very great resource for that. So, what I suggest you do is, you know, look at your family. Have the heart doctor and you and your internist, et cetera, family doctor, PA, nurse practitioner, sit down and make this decision. And together. And I would suggest that, you know, if you are at high risk, okay, if you could do some genetic testing to know that you're making the right decisions, do that. I just don't know where you would get this gene testing. I'm sorry. I wish I would. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had an email over the weekend from somebody. It's kind of long, so I'm not going to read it. But I think we were talking about last week, what's the definition of a perv, right? Perverted and stuff, okay? Because somebody was going through a breakup, somebody went through a breakup, girlfriend didn't want to have sexual intercourse using a certain orifice, but his previous girlfriend did. Last girlfriend called him a perv. Is he perverted? Is he not? We talked about that. Well, we got an email from somebody asking about their son. Their son is 13 years old, and she's caught him doing, you know, masturbating, etc. But she thinks he does it a little too often and asked if I could review what is normal for a pubertal boy. Okay, now, that's always a question that makes everybody squeamish because we really don't have a lot of studies, okay? And I hate it when scientists try to make the rules for how kids should go through puberty, okay? Puberty is a very, very confusing time, all right? And you'll hear, well, they shouldn't masturbate more than once a day or they shouldn't do it more than three times a day. There's really no rule of thumb, okay? If they are in a private setting and they're not doing it in the middle of history class, all right, there's really not a lot we doctors say on the subject, especially if it's a self session and they're not doing, you know, it on somebody else. Okay? I mean, it's not that abnormal for a pubertal boy to want to spend time alone a few times a day. That may seem excessive to an adult, but the kid's hormones are a very, very, you know, strange time. Some of you adults are out there going, not strange for an adult either. Okay, you guys know your frequency, that's fine. Where anything sexual like that, self-sexual, gets to be a problem is if it's interfering with daily activities. So, like, for example, if you don't want to, if you want to leave class because you can't control it, and you need to go to the bathroom to do it, okay, that could be an issue, okay? Kids are supposed to be able to make it through class, all right? They're supposed to, okay? So, or if they can't go and do their part-time job, if they can't come to dinner when you call them, so to speak, because they want to be left alone for 2 hours every day. When it starts to interfere with family, social life, school life, that's when you say something. All right, but for the most part, a lot of these kids need some guidance on what is appropriate. Some of them have absolutely no idea what's going on, which is totally okay. And I know it's a very, very difficult subject to discuss. Trust me, I wanted to talk to my kids. They were like, leave me alone, Mom. Okay, I go with and talk to Dad. They're like, well, we definitely don't want to talk to Dad. Okay, so kids during the pubertal years don't even want to talk to the parents. They don't. Okay, but your job is that, fine, if they don't want to talk to you, then you do the talking and you let them know that it's going to be okay. Right? They're going to be going through some changes. If they have any questions, do not be embarrassed, because it's more embarrassing to not know and make a mistake, okay, and ask somebody else who can make fun of you than your parents, who are biologically designed to answer those questions. Now, some kids will also be afraid that they could be violating religion, and they could be concerned about that. I mean, again, that is your place or your pastor's place to get involved and help guide them, okay? Because they are not going to understand and they're going to be afraid. You don't want to lack communication in this time. And like I said, it's very common for boys to do it a few times a day. Very, very common, okay? And, you know, it just happens. Yeah, I know. Honestly, can you imagine if we had the sex drive? See, in puberty, we were in school. I had to try to get a good GPA to get into medical school. I mean, if I could have just bottled any of that sexual energy, I just transferred and projected my sexual energy into schoolwork. Why do you think I got above a 4.0 grade point average? I was stellar sexual energy. All right. And teach the kids how to channel it. Okay. You know, teach the kids that there may be times where they're going to be at a sleepover and they may have nocturnal whatever. You know, tell them, look, we want to prevent you from embarrassing things. So you talk to me so we can do some planning. Okay? I know it's kind of weird. It's kind of awkward. But if you don't do it, who will? Okay? Or have them talk to the doctor. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.